Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? See this helicopter? Yep. It's a big toy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I wanted you to see it. Belongs to a friend of mine, and I asked if I could borrow it. Isn't it beautiful? It's a beautifully made. There's its rotor up there. And look at this. Let's just pretend that it's moving, and I'll make it take off. And down. And up. And over. I think I have another helicopter model in here. Yep, here's one. Now I'm going to put them on the floor so that you can compare them. Now, which one's little and which one's big? That one's little, and this one's big. I think maybe I will just fly them together for a while. Going all through the sky. I think I'm gonna like today. I think I'm going to like today. I think I'll call it fine. I'll wrap it in ribbons and make it mine. I think I'm going to like today. It's very plain to see. I like every minute, and it likes me. Don't you agree? This is the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the calendar, the nicest day in the hemisphere for me. Today, and when today is through, I'll catch it and keep it as good as new. There it'll be. I'll have the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the calendar, the nicest day will just stay at home with me. I think I'm going to like today. Going to like today. I sure am. Ooh, that's the telephone. Let's see who it is. Hello? Hi. You mean we can do it today? Great. Well, I'll bring the big model with me. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely on the phone. He wants us to come to the airport so we can see a helicopter that carries real people. I'll just take this model with me. Come along. Felix?
Well, that model looks just like the one I'm about to fly in.
I just wondered why you needed a helicopter for your delivery.
Well, my deliveries are farther away than usual, so Maria said she'd help me out.
Oh, good. Well, you want to step into this one?
Well, that's a little too small to get into, but the one out on the field I can get into.
Could I see it?
Sure, the propellers aren't going yet, so we can go on out.
Oh, let's go.
Right this way.
There it is.
Isn't that great?
Speedy delivery.
Hello.
Maria Mancana, I'd like you to meet Fred Rogers.
Glad Mr. Rogers, to know you. Nice to meet you.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. That's Maria Mancana.
Hi, neighbor.
Now, I want to ask you which one is big and which one is little now. You see? This one's the little one now.
Yeah.
I was just showing some models at my place, and Mr. McFeely's going to make a delivery with you.
Well, great.
I'm all ready to go. I have the delivery right here.
Okay.
Tell me what I should do.
Well, let me help you with your bag.
All righty. I'll give you the bag. That's the delivery.
And I'll secure this.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, it's got its own seat.
It's got its own seat. It's being strapped in.
And then I'll help you with your headset.
Now, what should I do?
Well, this is for hearing protection. And you're going to wear this underneath your hat.
All right. Take this off. Put this on it.
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
And move the mic boom so that you and I can talk inside of the helicopter once we get started.
And what do I do with this?
This gets plugged in to the receptacle above your head.
Just go on in?
Go ahead and step up, and I'll help you with your seatbelt.
Alrighty.
Store his hat here.
Oh, that's a great place for his hat. There's a lot for safety there, isn't there?
Am I doing that right?
Yes, and now the other shoulder harness.
Okay. There you go.
Now you want to make sure that's snug around your waist.
All right.
Okay.
Seems comfortable now.
Would you like your hat?
Sure. Thank you. Well, thank you. I'm all ready.
Okay.
How does this close?
We release the door lock.
Aha.
And it swings towards Mr. McFeely. And now he's ready to go.
Now, where should I stand? Is it all right if I watch you take off?
You can watch me take off, but you want to stand at a safe distance outside the rotor arc, which will be right over there.
All right, fine.
Okay.
We'll look forward to seeing you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go back to my place. Wasn't that wonderful? Come along.
Oh, that wind was really strong. Whew. But wasn't it beautiful to see them go off like this into the sky? Now that we've seen the helicopter that real people ride in, do we call this model big or little? This one is still the littlest, isn't it? I think I'll put some model people in there. In here. Put Mr. McFeely on that side. And the pilot, Maria Montcano, on that side. Just like them, making a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Let's have some make-believe. Hello, trolley. Just a minute. I want to get something from the kitchen. Now, which is little and which is big? Little and big. I like them both. And you can make up stories with any size toy, can't you? Well, last time in Make Believe, we pretended that Prince Tuesday had a yo-yo, that he could really do well. When King Friday tried it, he didn't do it well at all. So he banned yo-yos from the whole neighborhood. That meant that nobody was allowed to do anything with yo-yos. So let's just think more about that story. And let's add a helicopter to it somehow. All right, trolley? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I know, trolley. I think it's pretty silly, too. Oh, here he comes.
Miss Polificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And where is the other yo-yo guard?
She'll be here in a minute.
I wish to speak to both of you together.
I understand, sire.
Here I am. Oh.
Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Yo-yo guard arriving for duty.
Very good. Both of my yo-yo guards are here.
Why are we yo-yo guards?
Because no yo-yos are allowed in this neighborhood, so you must guard the borders.
And see that nobody brings any yo-yos.
Exactly. Now, Miss Polificate, you may guard the rear of the castle all the way out to the airport.
Yes, sire.
Carry on.
You mean right now?
Of course.
Well, but who's going to answer the telephones?
Queen Sarah and Edgar Cook can do that. Off to your post now.
Yes, sire.
And you, Yo-Yo Guard Aberlin?
Yes, Uncle Friday?
You may guard the other side of the trolley tracks.
Over there?
Correct. And make sure that there is no yo-yo activity whatsoever.
But why don't you want yo-yos?
Because I can't do it.
Well, then, why don't you just learn to do it?
Until I do, there will be no yo-yos here.
Oh, honestly, just because he can't do it, he doesn't want anyone else to. What is that that XEL and Henrietta Pussycat are doing? What are you two doing?
Oh, hi, Lady A. We're having fun, aren't we, Anne?
Meow, Shirley, meow.
Didn't you know that yo-yos aren't allowed here?
Oh, these aren't yo-yos, Lady A.
Oh. Well, what are they then?
You tell her, Anne.
Meow, meow-yos.
They're big yo's?
Uh-huh. We are big yo experts.
They sure look like fun. How do you make them work?
Oh, well, we have strings in our houses that, well, you know, it's make-believe.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking how much I like the two of you.
Meow, make me a dance about it?
Sure. Sure I will. You for being my friends.
Meow, big yo friends.
Yes, my big yo friends.
Yeah.
Oh, looks as though there's something I need to go see about at the museum go-round.
Okay.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Lady Elaine?
Oh, hello there, Toots. What's up? Boy, you're looking official.
I'm part of the Yo-Yo Guard.
Well, that's the name of my helicopter. Yo-Yo, because it goes up and down.
Do you know how to fly it?
Sure. You want to see?
So long as you're safe in it.
What's not to be safe? I'll show you.
Lady Elaine, I think there's something you should know.
I thought I saw my neighbor going up in the air.
You did.
Does she know how to fly a helicopter?
She says that it just keeps going up and down.
But I see it just going up and up.
Maybe I'd better sound an alarm or something.
Well, I'll keep watching.
All right. Oh. Yes, Charlie. I guess I'm going to have to tell Uncle Friday and Miss Polificate. Mm-hmm. She calls her helicopter Yo-Yo. That does make things difficult. Oh, that's for sure.
What do you think will happen? Lady Elaine in the helicopter going up
up, up. Well, you could make up your own make-believe stories and act them out with your own toys. Mm-hmm. You could even make up something about a little flying trolley. Yeah. Maybe we could have a flying trolley and a little helicopter taking a trip to feed some fish. Up and down and up and down. Okay. I'll feed the fish. There you go. Oh, they're hungry. Can you see a little fish in there? Really little? There's some bigger ones and little ones. I want to show you one of my favorite books. I have it right here. Oh, you know what I forgot? I forgot to put the trolley back in its place. I better do that. That trolley belongs right in here. Mm-hmm. There. Now, let's take a look at this book. This book is called Is It Larger? Is It Smaller? It's about little and big things, like these umbrellas. A little umbrella and a big umbrella. And the book is by Tana Hoban. Let's see what the first page is like. See, there are three leaves there. This is a little one. This is a medium-sized one, and this is a big leaf. And over here, look at the little piglets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little piglets and their mother. So the mother's the big one. Now here's somebody with a mixing bowl. Here's a smaller bowl. And here's a little and big measuring cup. And what about here? Little and big spatula. Now over here, some fish, some little fish, and a big fish. Here are baskets. You see the little basket? And the big basket. Like a big teacup, and that looks like a little teacup, and that looks like a big teapot, and here's some little teapots, big cracker and little cracker. You can find all sorts of things, can't you? What about here? See the paper dolls? Little paper dolls, big paper dolls. What about the scissors? Little scissors, big scissors. Ooh, I like this picture so much. A little hand on top of the big hand. Isn't that beautiful? Mm. Little flowers in a vase, big flowers in a vase. And look at these balls. Two little balls, two bigger balls. And what about these ears? A little ear and a big ear on the rabbit. And dolls. Some little dolls, big dolls. And are these pails? I think this person putting sand in these pails. Little pail here, a big pail. And what about these shoes? These are sneakers. Little sneakers, big sneakers. Reminds me about my sneakers. These are big sneakers, yeah. I better take these out of the helicopter. Put all these things away. I like to be with you. Think about things and do things together. You know, I borrowed this, so I need to take it back to my friend. There are lots of ways to say I love you, aren't there? We'll think about and do more things together next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You'll have lots of ideas, sure, next time we're together. And all the time in between. You have very good ideas. And you can play about those ideas. Because there's only one person in this whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye. Come along, helicopter. Here we go.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Doink.